Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. And just like that, we're live with a brand new week of hashtag VOOV Central on DSTV channel 196 and, of course, in the VOOV app as well, which is available in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. And today we're kicking the week off with a total rock star, DJ Cut, who's in the building.
Yep.
And before anything, I have to apologize to you.
Why?
Because, he's an incredible musician. He's an incredible comedian. But I've noticed that your Instagram always has three pictures in a row. And then you used our show poster today, which threw off your three pictures in a row. So usually it would be three selfies. You know when people do that grid thing on Instagram? Yeah, so usually DJ Cut2 has his three variations on a selfie. But now if you go to his Instagram feed, you'll see that there's the poster that he's on the show. Mm-hmm. And then two selfies. And then the next line is the third selfie. So I apologize in advance because I know how seriously people take their Instagrams.
Well, you know, my manager's to blame for that because she's probably the one who posted it. Because I know it's either her or the PR dude. So it's probably my manager.
But you still look at your Instagram, right?
I still do look at it. I saw it when I was walking in. I was like, this doesn't look normal.
So do they? But I mean, you handle your own DMs.
Yeah.
Because I see some of the comments that you get on some of your selfies, and you take a really great selfie. You actually really do.
Yeah, well, there's certain angles that I was shown, and they were like, yo, take your selfies like this,
And then you do the variation on it as well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But producer Palesa, who puts this all together, she said that you have a very cute smile.
Thank you, Palesa.
Who else in the world thinks you have a cute smile?
My mom. My girlfriend, it's about it. And a lot of women on my Instagram.
They think you have a cute smile.
They think I have a cute smile, yeah.
So your mom wouldn't probably mind if lots of other women said you had a cute smile, but your girlfriend would mind if...
Yeah, my girlfriend would probably mind if she knew that a lot of people or a lot of women think that I've got a cute smile.
Yeah, well, she knows now.
She knows now, so hey, baby.
There you go. For people that want to learn how to smile a little bit better, what would you suggest to them? How do you get better at smiling?
Funny enough, you know, I was never one who smiled a lot in school. Even growing up, I never liked it until... My lecturer, who had a thing for me, she was like, yo, you're kind of cute when you smile, you know? So I wouldn't really tell you what to do.
What college did you go to?
It was Boston Media House. But
oh, that's hilarious.
But
come out with a degree and so much more.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. Just be happy. The more you're happy, it shows.
Yeah.
It shows, yeah.
Well, you seem pretty happy at the moment. We're hanging out with DJ Cut, who's going to tell us a little bit more about his musical career, his comedian career. Hanging out on VOOV as well, so you can drop messages. So Balizas just says, lol. Then Kent says, the sound is very low, can't hear you properly. Two things you can do. Either just go to the doctor, double check it's not you, or just turn up the volume. But you can really go either way on this thing. Volume is there and it's your friend. And lots of different people are entering the room right now. How do you strike the balance between these two things, between comedy and music? And which one, you know, is your wifey material and which one is your side chick?
Wifey material has to be the comedy and side chick has to be the music. Although I get more gigs as a DJ than I do as a comedian, I think with comedy, I do a whole lot of corporate stuff. I work with a lot of brands. But yeah, my first love has to be comedy because I feel like with music, it's something that I chose.
Mm.
You know, I wanted to be a DJ. I wanted to be that cool kid who works at a radio station, produce the coolest music, produce the coolest radio shows. But with comedy, it just came to me. It chose me instead of me choosing it. So... comedy has to be my first love.
And then I also left out of this mix Fashionista, because you have your own clothing range.
Yeah, I have my own clothing range called Injandi, and it's a term that I really, really like using when I do my comedy skits. So I figured, why not make that word cool and like get a clothing range going? So started it a month ago, and yeah, I've been shipping clothes all over.
So dope. How organic has your career sort of trajectory and journey been? I mean, there's been moments in the public have just like cottoned onto something that you've done and just run with it and just thought like you are the greatest of all time. I don't know how strategic one can even be with that stuff, because you don't always know what people are going to respond to. It's like you don't know what's going to go viral, for lack of a better word.
True.
So how much of your career has been very well thought out versus kind of just lucky, right time, right place?
The one important thing I'll tell you, kids, go to school. go to school. It will help you structure your career. I mean, with me,
find a lecturer like his. Yeah. I'm joking.
With me, it's there's a lot of planning that goes into what I do, but obviously, with aiming to be viral, it's a hit or miss. Sometimes you will think to yourself, the next video, the next skit is the dopest thing ever.
Yeah.
And people are like, that's not cool. And the one that you're not so sure about, that's the one that pops. But what I do is I leverage as much as I possibly can from whichever content I put out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I do.
Njabulo says, what about mixing the two, comedy and music?
Look, I produce a radio breakfast show. I do comedy skits on it, and I also mix on weekends on the radio.
It's all coming into place now. Yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah. So it all works together. It
all works together somehow.
So this means that you're doing very early mornings and very late nights.
Very early mornings and very, very late nights, yeah.
It's dope. Is it dope? No, it's not. It's horrible.
It's horrible because I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
But I love it. I mean, I wouldn't be in this industry if I didn't love it. I feel like I'd be somewhere pulling someone's teeth out. I'd be a dentist or something. Yeah.
What does the family think of how it's all turning out? What does mom think of all of this in terms of, I mean, she knew you had a cute smile from a young age.
Yeah.
But how does she think that this is all turning out? Is she stoked? Is she...
Shout out to my mom. But at first she was against me being a DJ. Because that's the one thing that came first. And I was like, no, I want to be a DJ. I don't want to go to study anything else. And then my dad was like, just study radio. And then I did that. And when she started seeing the gigs coming in and started seeing the money I was making, she was like, okay, this is something dope. And now that she sees me on TV a lot of times and sees me traveling and doing what I love, she's happy for me.
What do you think is the unique selling point when it comes to DJ Khatu? Like, what is the thing that really sets you apart from literally like a majority of young people in South Africa that are also trying to do this? Because you are making money in a sphere that a lot of young people want to be making money in, that same sphere. Yeah.
I guess what makes me stand out is I embrace me being vendor and the fact that I can't speak a lot of languages.
Yeah.
And that people find it very dope because it's in the accent that I do my comedy. So people love that. And I just embrace who I am. If I woke up and I broke up with my chick or whatever, I'll tell people I'm real.
Yeah.
I'll tell people, yo, this is what's happening in my life. And we'll laugh about it or we'll cry about it.
But how do you draw the line between putting too much out and making too much of your material very personal and just giving everything to the world versus keeping some to yourself? Because you might be sad after you break up with your girlfriend. You may not want to talk about it for at least a day or two.
True. I think it... I have a thing. If it feels, sounds, seems wrong, I don't put it out.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I love this organic shoot from the hip kind of thing. This chilled guy you'll never meet. G_Vanquisher says, love your work. Very, very funny. What's the nicest compliment that someone has paid you? And it can also be because of who that person is, that it's a great compliment coming from them. Or it can just be a nice sentiment or thought.
Lerato Khanyago saw me last week and she was like, I'm going to marry this guy. He's the cutest vendor guy ever. So so that's dope.
That's
dope.
That's pretty cool. See, it's that smile. It gets him into a lot of trouble.
So. I guess so.
So what does the rest of the year look like? We are done with the first quarter of 2018. We still got quite a bit of 2018 to go. What are the objectives and the goals?
I'm trying to work with more brands. And I obviously want to host more events and do at least a 5, if not a 6 province comedy tour.
Dope.
So those are the biggest goals now. And just hopefully open up a store for my clothing brand.
Very cool. Hanging out with the DJ Khatu on a hashtag Vuv Central. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 PM on a DSTV 196, plus audio streaming on cliffcentral.com. Lots of different people entering the rooms, entering the room by following the Cliff Central account and giving hearts and love and sending gifts and all of those things. You must get truckloads of messages from young people that want to be like you.
Yep.
What do you do with it? Do you do anything with the messages?
What I do is I set out at least once a week to reply to as many messages as I possibly can. And at times I link up with some of the people who are trying to do what I'm trying to do, and I show them. And some people, I book them for maybe gigs that I have.
That's dope.
Yeah, I try as much as I possibly can. I mean, I can't obviously help everyone, but where I can help, I help.
What do you think is the biggest misconception that people would have about you looking at your life from sort of the outside in?
The biggest misconception has to be I'm the guy in the videos that they see. They think I speak in a very funny way and that I'm tall. I'm not tall. I'm short. I'm like a midget. So
Not quite midget.
But... But yeah, I think those are the two biggest misconceptions.
Having a look at your Instagram bio here, it says comedian, DJ, we covered all of this, radio and TV guy, businessman, son of God. And how do you strike the balance between faith and what you do and all of that stuff?
Look, I always tell people God loves me and I'm extremely blessed. So I walk with my faith everywhere I go. And I walk with God everywhere I go. So it's not really, I have to make time for him or whatever. Mm. It's everywhere I am, I guess. And so the biggest balance has to be between my personal life and my work. But other than that, everything else is easy.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges facing sort of young people in our country? And you work specifically very much in a context of having to know what's happening, the reality on the ground. You're interacting with truckloads of young people every single day, and certainly also a huge part of giving them stuff to consume that's going to shape their day. What are the big issues that we're facing?
I think the biggest issues that we're facing as the youth is we need to be heard. You know, our voices need to be heard in parliament. We need to be making big decisions in our future and the future of this country. And I think if we can open up those channels and open up those ways in which young people can make those decisions, I think a lot of our problems and a lot of our troubles will be addressed in a way that we'll be happy about.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you want to be a part of that, right?
I want to be a part of that. I really, really want to be a part of that. I always say to people, I want to meet the president. You know, talk to the man, just get where his head is at.
Have a conversation. That could have gone either way. You could have said you want to be the president. That as well. Okay. Yeah. Here's a cool comment coming through. It says, keep on embracing the native language. And certainly, I guess, what a lot of people respond to is the fact that you are so proudly South African in what it is that you're creating and the stuff that you're putting out there. What is there a thought behind that, or is it just naturally, this is the best way I can communicate, this is the best way I can...
It's one of two ways. It's naturally the best way I can communicate, and it's also just embracing the fact that I'm a South African and embracing, obviously, my language and the different languages that people speak in South Africa. Yeah.
And then I don't want to run out of time before we really lock down how you take such amazing selfies, because yours really do. I don't even know what lighting. You won't see it from here, but his teeth are so white in this photo that they, like, clearly this was taken like right by a window or something. How do you find the right light? I can see that you know how to find the light.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know, actually. I'm just so lucky at times when I pop up my phone and I'm trying to take a selfie. I always happen to find the best lighting. There's like a feeling that says, take a photo right now.
Yeah.
And then I do it.
Tell me about the almost bite your lip, but not bite your lip. Because, yeah, it looks like you were about to bite your lip, and then you were smiling, but you didn't. Is this like some people, I learned the other week that to take a great photo, you've got to put your tongue on the tip of your, top of your mouth. So...
Oh, no. I know the trick.
Oh, you do? You know the tricks. So what are the other tricks, bro? Help us out here so we can be as Instagram ready as what you are.
Look, I just know that one trick. But like I said, good lighting is essential.
Yeah.
Good lighting is essential. And make sure that you look clean. You can't be taking a selfie and you look like you just woke up or you just walked out of, I don't know, a storm.
Yeah.
You need to really look good.
Okay.
So lighting, looking good, and being happy. You don't want to take yourself and you look sad. No.
Even if your caption is, I'm so sad, you must look like you are happy.
Yeah, it must just look like you're happy. My captions are lit, by the way.
I know. I've seen. Yeah. So just before we land this, how do we find you all over social media so that we can see these lit captions of yours and such?
Cool. So on Instagram, it's DJ Kathu, K-H-A-T-H-U. On Twitter, it's DJ underscore Kathu. On Facebook, it's DJ Kathu. YouTube, DJ Kathu. So yeah, I'm not on Vuv. So once I get on Vuv.
We're going to get you on in a second. your final word to the people, sir. Give us a power line, like something that's like a real pull-out quote here.
Actually, wait, there's something I wrote as my status today.
Oh, dope.
On
okay.
WhatsApp.
Is WhatsApp cool. status a thing?
Yeah, well, for me, it's a thing because like I've got two phones. One is a public phone and the other one. So I wrote it on my public phone.
You're giving me all the good stuff and we're off Vuv now.
It says, stay away from people who would rather see you dim your light because it's too bright for them. Those are your so-called friends, and those are the people who only clap for you when it suits them.
I dig it. Powerful words. DJ Kathu, thank you so much for hanging out on Vuv Central. We'll continue the conversation with this man on cliffcentral.com in a bit.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
You can totally do whatever. So DJ Kathu, with all that power, what is it that you've always wanted to say on a microphone but never been able to say? Like, today's the day.
You know, I pretty much say a lot of stuff, but so this is going to be the second radio station that I say the word in Njandini proper, and I'll be happy to say it.
Okay.
Now I had something that I wanted to say. It's gone, but I'll remember.
It's okay. I'll remember. I want to hand this over to producer Palesa. She looks like she has truckloads of questions that she is dying to ask you. She complimented you on your smile earlier, so I think already, like, you know that the questions are going to be like, not to try to get. She's not trying to get you. So, producer Palesa, any questions that you have for this man?
I just wanted to know what Njandini means and why he chose that as a name for his brand.
Okay, cool. So Njandini basically means you dog you. I chose it because I always say people who do stupid things in South Africa are like dogs, you know. So I always say you are such a Njandini, and it's a word that a lot of people associate with me. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna get that copywritten, trademarked.
Oh, so did you? Is it a full on copyright?
Yeah, no, I'm in the process right now. Dope. I'm busy with that right now, and yeah, I'm gonna make the word cool. And I was like, yeah, I'm also gonna make clothes. I'm gonna throw parties called Njandini's party, whatever. People come through to my parties. Yeah.
What do you think DJ Kathu's life looks like in 5 years, producer Palesa? Where do you think this guy is gonna be? Let's reconcile your vision with his.
Probably gonna go into production. Are you
music production?
Uh-huh.
I'm already doing that, you but see? Yeah.
And then marriage,
a few kids.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
maybe
side
just
check on the side.
Maybe just one kid or two kids.
One or
that's
two.
It. Yeah, one or two kids.
And not, marriage.
Yeah, my chick really wants to get married in a couple.
How long
of
have
years.
You guys been together for?
It's been a year now.
Okay.
It's going well so far.
How did you meet?
We met on a cruise.
A cruise?
Yeah, and I was dating some chick at the time, and I was like, this chick is boring. Then I met this chick in a cruise, and yeah, a lot of things happened.
What happened? Now, this is interesting. What happened?
A lot of things happened. So basically,
was this one of those, it was like, which cruise, what cruise was this?
Was one of those Sinfonia.
Okay, the three, did you dock at the island? Because 90% of people don't. Okay.
Well, I
okay, you docked at the Portuguese island.
We did, and then went back, and then went back to the sheep, and then later on, there was like a party going on, and I saw her with a bunch of her friends, but her friends knew who I was,
okay,
and she didn't know me.
Okay,
I was like, this is cool, because I like chicks like that who don't know me. So I was like, this is cool.
And but you then, were with the other girl. Had
no,
she
no,
gone
no,
to
I
sleep?
No, no, no.
Oh, she wasn't on the cruise.
I was there with my mates.
Oh no, okay. So she wasn't on the cruise.
She wasn't on the cruise, and then. Yeah, and then we ended up, you know, she went with me to my cabin, and yeah.
So you cheated on your previous
proper.
Girlfriend?
Yeah. Okay. No, I was, well, the relationship was towards its end. I knew this relationship
in whose eyes?
In my eyes.
Okay. It was
in my eyes, the relationship was dying, so I just saw this chick, and I was just like, who's
It sounds like your term applies to you now.
I feel like I'm being cornered.
Okay, no, but this is interesting. Okay, so then you broke up with...
We broke up like...
Did you tell her that you cheated on her?
Well, she found out.
How did she find out?
She found out because I kept in contact with the chick I met at the cruise.
Oh, so you still went back to the other one?
Yeah, and then when she found out, I was like... And also, I was like... tired of the relationship.
Okay.
So when we broke up, it was sad, but like, yeah. And then I dated the chick from the cruise, and I've been happy ever since.
Well, you weren't sad. You were happy to be out of it.
Can we let's talk about something else,
producer Palesa? You see what a man with a cute smile will do to you.
There's a hashtag that says men are trash.
That hashtag is not true.
So I think some people fit in that.
Wow. Well, I just wanted to be happy. And my happiness matters, okay?
Wow.
You know what's great about you, though, is that like you speak about it very openly and honestly, I guess. Okay, so good luck with the marriage thing.
I'm definitely going to.
But I mean, you're not going to cheat again, right?
No. I'm those days are over.
Okay.
Long and gone.
It's about a year. Okay, cool. All right, listen, it's been great meeting you. Very interesting guy. I don't know where it goes with you or what the story, what the next chapter holds. I hope there's no work trips coming up.
Yeah, well, now when I go to, luckily now, because a year ago, video calling wasn't so big. But now video calling is the thing. So
yes.
When I go on work trips or any type of trip without my lady, that's what I do.
You video call.
I video call her all the time.
Okay.
But also like I'm an honest guy now.
Yeah.
You know that those days are long gone.
Long gone.
Yeah, long gone. Yeah. I was crazy and I was in an island. Come on now.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, whatever happens here, happens here.
In so, the island.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, it's been great to meet you. Thank you so much for stopping by. That's a DJ Cut today. Missed anything, the podcast is going to be up in a little bit. It's, of course, in our iTunes, cliffcentral.com, and the Cliff Central app. Sir, thanks so much for stopping by. And seeing as you're in radio, actually, I think we can get our mileage out of you. Let's pick a live read for you to do. 26... Because you're going to do this, you'll probably do it far better than I'm going to do it.
It just depends.
Here we go. Let's do this one over here.
Oh, Jesus.
But no, come on, bro. It's not that tricky.
Oh, Jesus.
It's two paragraphs.
So, listen, Castle Light, just over a month to go before Chance the Rapper performs live in South Africa. Chance the Rapper. Okay. Catch him alongside Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, Frank Casino at the Castle Light Unlocks concert at Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg. It's all happening on the 30th of April. And the next day is a public holiday. Hey! Next day, it's Workers' Day. So, you know, you're not going to work. There's no reason to miss this one. Get your tickets now at CompuTicket for the Castle Light Unlocks concert. You don't want to miss this. Hashtag Castle Light Unlocks exclusive.
I dig it. There, Chance, you see. Well done. And the best part about this is that there's no cruise ships involved. So, DJ Katu, thank you so much for stopping by. Very good to see you, bro. CliffCentral.com.